So we pray for our candidates for confirmation that the Spirit of God may truly come upon you. And this day, as we listen to the Gospel of the Lord, Gospel of John, speaking to us, context, Jesus has died on the cross. And at this point, the disciples do not know that he is risen from the dead. And so they are caught up in all of their fears, all of their anxieties, all of their concerns. In fact, they have the door of the house locked completely. So part of the invitation for us is to first allow the Lord to begin to touch those moments in our lives that are full of fear, those moments in our lives that are full of anxiety, those moments in our lives that have concerns or things that wake us up at night. Last night I woke up 4 times. And I was thinking of this reading each time I woke up because the Lord Jesus appeared to them. And what he offered to them was the peace of heaven. He said, "Peace be with you." And your response would be, "Very good, very good." And so that peace is meant to touch each and every part of us, but especially those parts of us that have anxiety or concern or fear or those things which cause us deep concern or trouble. And I can start naming some of them, but I think you got the idea, right? Okay, you got the idea. And then Jesus did something really amazing. He offered the peace of heaven twice to them. And it's not the peace of the world. This is the peace of heaven. This is the grace of peace that he's giving to each of you and to me. And so when we have those anxiety moments, to let the Lord touch them, to let the Lord free our hearts, to let the Lord really lift us up and make us the people he has called us to be. And as he continued to talk to them about the Father's love, he breathed on them. And he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Now that's really the beginning of the Pentecost prayer that we're praying in this Eucharist right now. To let the Holy Spirit truly touch our lives and bring us forgiveness. Because that's one of the areas we need to have God's peace. Is those moments in which we feel we are condemned. Or those moments when we feel we have truly sinned. And letting the Lord touch those moments and bring healing and peace to those moments in our lives, especially. Now, the carryover of the Spirit of God happened in the first reading, the Acts of the Apostles. And we heard how the Spirit of God came upon the people of God. I've been going through the diocese confirming our young ones for the last month or so. And it's been wonderful and a wonderful experience. But one of the things I've told them is that that particular word of God, the Acts of the Apostles, is not a static thing. And so it said that the Spirit of God came with a loud noise and a driving wind. Now you probably have heard an airplane go over and you've heard a loud noise at times. So young children, there's going to be a loud noise. It's okay. Because the Spirit of God came, it was a boom. Is everybody awake now? It was a boom. And that driving wind that came touched everyone. All hairdos were changed, I can tell you, at that moment. God's Spirit then came in the form of a fire in the middle of them and began to separate and to go to each and every person and to light on their heads. That's what's happening to you, confirmation candidates. Even now, the Spirit of God coming upon you. And we who have received confirmation, we have received baptism, that same Spirit is lighting on your heads this morning also. That's what we celebrate. And the Spirit of God came upon them and filled each and every one of them. And they began to speak in other languages. Wow. So, you're finally going to be able to speak Spanish or Italian. God's love poured forth upon each of us. And letting that love really touch our lives and touch our hearts and fill us. And the gifts of the Spirit come upon us in this sacrament. And so each of you to be confirmed are receiving the gifts of God's Spirit. Now the young ones, I ask questions like, what are the gifts of the Spirit? I'm going to have mercy on you, and I'm going to walk with you through this. So wisdom, the gift of wisdom. For those of you that aren't married, wouldn't it be wonderful to have the wisdom to know who would be your husband or who would be your wife? Wouldn't that be good? For those who are married, isn't it wonderful to have the wisdom of God in your life such that you can know how to guide your family spiritually? How you can love your family into being. And understanding, knowing God's presence in your life so that you can share God's presence with others. And letting that Spirit of God touch your life and touch the lives of all those that are near you and in your life in a special way. And then the Spirit of knowledge, to be able to know what is the gift of what is right and what is wrong. To know God's hand in your life. To allow God to touch you in such a way that you know God is leading you in this direction in your life. And then, you know, the Spirit of fortitude. The strength to speak the name of Jesus. Because confirmation candidates, after I anoint you, you are witnesses of Jesus Christ in a powerful way. So, congregation, you can ask them any questions you want and they will know the answer. You become a witness, and to have the strength to name that you are a follower of Jesus Christ and you love Jesus Christ and why. And to let the Spirit of counsel come upon you, the counsel of the Lord that can guide you in those difficult moments, even in those moments when we sit up at night and say, oh my God, what happened? What am I supposed to do with this? And you hear the Lord say, my grace is enough for you. And then you go seek counsel. In the Spirit of piety, to be truly people of prayer, people of the Word of God, people of the Eucharist and all the sacraments, and letting God's love pour into us through each of those special, special moments. And then the fear of the Lord, God's great, great power in our lives. And when we walk outside and see all those wondrous stars at night, to know that the Creator of everything loves us. The Creator of the universe loves us. The Creator of God's great infinite power is in our lives. Those seven great gifts are given to us, and especially to you this morning, in the sacrament of confirmation. So as we celebrate this day of Pentecost in this Eucharist, let's pray for the gift of the Spirit. Let's pray for that boom in our lives, that Spirit guiding us, those tongues of fire to truly come upon us and fill us and bless us in a very special way.